Today, I continue with our systematic study of the word of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew.
今天我们继续有系统的来看主耶稣在马太福音的教导。
I'd like to begin with an illustration.
那我首先想有一个分享作为一个例子。
Two weeks ago, our dear Auntie Lau was hospitalized and she stays in the hospital for 8 days.
两周前我们亲爱的刘婶婶她需要住院就留在医院有8天。
And the problem was quite a number of stones near the gallbladder.
住院的原因就是因为有胆石。
At the end of the 8 days, it happened to be a Sunday.
那最后她住院的那一天刚好是星期天。
So after lunch in a restaurant nearby, 4 of us go to Liverpool Royal Hospital to see Auntie Lau.
我们四个人在用完午餐之后，我们就去利物浦皇家医院去探望她。
The moment I enter the ward, I see her walking to the toilet.
那当我进入病房的时候，就看到刘婶婶刚好起来朝着厕所走去。
And she is walking slowly with the help of a walker.
那她当时就要用这个帮助步行的一个设备去走。
And then she comes out and tells us that the doctor has just told her she can go home today.
那他出来以后就告诉我们，那个医生刚刚告诉他，今天他就可以出院了。
After waiting for about an hour, a driver of an ambulance comes to fetch her to take her home.
那经过了一个小时以后，这个开救护车的这个人员就来要把他带回家。
But as her wheelchair leaves the ward, one nurse has said goodbye to her.
那当他的轮椅就要出这个病房的时候，有一个护士就。跟他道别。
And as the wheelchair comes close to the ward door, two more nurses who are taking care of a very difficult woman patient also said goodbye to her.
就是当他快要出这个病房的时候，那有两位护士正在照顾一个比较难照顾的一个病人，他们也转过来去向婶婶道别。
This woman patient has had both of her arms tied to the side of the bed and one of her two legs also tied down.
那这位女士呢，她的两只手就被绑在这个病床上，还有另外一只脚也要绑在这个病床底。
As I walk past her, I see her lifting right leg and bang her leg on the bed very loud.
那当我离开的时候，就看到他就抬起他的右腿，很用力的打在这个病床上。
So looks like she's very unhappy.
那看起来他是非常的不开心。
So, but then these two nurses who are taking care of her turn around to say goodbye to Auntie Lau.
但是这两位照顾这个女士的护士呢，他们就转过来向婶婶道别。
Having said goodbye to her, they turn to us to say, Oh, she's beautiful. We'll miss her.
向她道别以后呢，护士，两位护士就转过来向我们说，啊，婶婶很美丽，那我们会想念她。
By the time we reach the ambulance, we see another woman patient who occupies the bed next to her.
那当我们去到地上那一层的时候，那就看到另外一个女的病人，那是婶婶之前病床旁边的一个病友。
She has gone downstairs outside the hospital to take a cigarette.
那她就出这个医院去吸烟。
And then she says goodbye to Auntie Lau and says, Oh, she's lovely.
那她也向刘婶婶道别，然后她说，那婶婶真是非常的可爱。
And then she throws her a kiss.
那他就向婶婶抛了一个飞吻。
So I conclude that Auntie Lau's relationship with people in the ward has been harmonious in those 8 days.
所以我总结婶婶在这个病房里的八天和每个人的关系都是非常和谐的。
I wonder why.
那我也问为什么。
Why is there such friendship and goodwill, such atmosphere of happiness when she leaves?
那为什么当婶婶离开的时候会有这么友善、那么喜乐的一种的气氛呢？
Then I think of an answer.
然后我就想到了一个答案。
And that is, although Auntie Lau has been in pain for the past 7 years, she as a patient is very considerate towards the nurses.
原因就是婶婶纵然她身体上面 在过去七年都有疼痛啊，但是她对护士们都是非常体贴的。
Although she is in pain and other patients are in pain, she must be very kind towards her fellow patients.
虽然她自己身体有疼痛，那其他的病人同样也有疼痛，那她肯定是对其他的病友也是非常的体贴的。
So while others complain and make demand of the nurses, she makes the job easy for the nurses if she can.
当其他的病友向护士们发出这些的要求啊，不开心的时候，那沈沈她是尽量的去体谅这些的护士们。
So although she is in pain, she rather walks herself to the toilet rather than expecting the nurses to do their job.
那纵然她身体上有疼痛，她也自己起来去洗手间，而不是期待护士们要一定要帮他。
Most people, when you are sick, when you are uncomfortable, would expect others to be nice to you. You expect others to do the right thing for you.
当我们不舒服的时候，我们常常会有这样的态度，想要别人应该对我们好对我们体谅。
Auntie Lau does just the opposite.
但是刘婶婶是反过来的。
I recall the words of the Lord Jesus.You are the light of the world.
那我就想起耶稣他说的话，他说你们是世上的光。
And I can say, Auntie Lau was the light of the world.
那我可以说刘婶婶是这个病房里的光。
I recall another scripture in the book of Romans, chapter 14 and verse 17.
那我也想起罗马书14:17所说。
The Apostle Paul says,For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, that is, dealing with people the right way, righteousness, and then peace or harmony, and also joy, happiness in the Holy Spirit.
罗马书14:17，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，而在于公义。公义的意思就是正确的去生活，和人有正确的关系，还有和睦，以及圣灵里的喜乐。
A true Christian is a person who lives under the rule of God in God's kingdom.
一个真正的基督徒呢，他就是活在神国的这个王权底下。
So, with this introduction, I'd like to turn to our scripture today.
经过了这个前言之后呢，我们就来到今天的经文。
Today, I continue our systematic study of the Sermon on the Mount.
今天我们继续有系统的来看登山宝训。
Our text today is chapter 5 of Matthew, verses 27 and 28, and then we'll skip to 31 and 32.
那我们今天的经文是马太福音的5:27-28，然后到31-32。
Today we are revisiting verses 27 and 28.
那我们今天就重新来看27和28。
Matthew 5:27 and 28. You have heard that it was said, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, that everyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
你们听过有这样的吩咐，不可奸淫。可是我告诉你们，凡是看见妇女就动淫念的，心里已经对她犯了奸淫。
And now skip to verses 31 and 32.
我们接下去看31-32。
Furthermore, it has been said, Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you, that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery.
31节，又有这样的吩咐，人若休妻，就应当给他休书。可是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，如果不是因他不贞，就是促使他犯奸淫，无论谁娶了被休的妇人，也就是犯奸淫了。
You may wonder, why did I say the introduction about Auntie Lau when the text for today is about adultery and divorce?
或许你会觉得奇怪，为什么我分享关于婶婶的事情，那今天的经文却是关于奸淫。
The reason why I say that will become clear in a moment.
这个原因一会我们就会看得见了。
But first, at the very surface, Jesus is aware of the reality of our world today.
所以在表面上呢，耶稣是 非常明白在世界上所发生的事情的。
Jesus is aware of the problem of marriage breakup.
他是知道在婚姻里面是有分离的。
He is aware that adultery, that is unfaithfulness towards your marital partner, is very common.
那他也知道在婚姻里面有一方对另一方不忠贞的事情也是非常常见的。
Jesus is aware that people feel very insecure about having a long-term relationship with anyone.
那耶稣也非常明白，人对这个长久的这个关系都是有很大的不安全感的。
In fact, not only marriages break up, other types of relationships between people also break up.
实际上，不单单婚姻有可能这个破裂，那其他种类的关系也可能会破裂的。
Why do relationships break up?
那为什么关系会这样子的破裂呢？
What is the root of human insecurity?
人不安全感的根源是什么？
And we learn from the past lessons on the Lord's teaching that Jesus is only concerned about lasting solution and not something superficial.
那过去我们学习过主耶稣的教导，那我们知道他是很看重真正的解决方案。
He points to the root of the problem.
他指出问题的根源是什么？
He says the problem lies with the heart of mankind.
那他说问题的根源就是出自于人心。
The heart must first be changed.
那人的心首先必须被改变。
People are selfish.
那人是自私的。
People only want the best for himself or herself.
那人总是想要最好的去给自己。
If something suits the person, he doesn't mind breaking a promise he has made.
那如果一种的情况是这个人觉得好的，所以他也不在乎这个关系是否破裂。
Now this morning we'll see from Jesus's words that there is a lasting solution.
所以今天早上我们可以从耶稣的教导里面去看到一个可以恒久解决的一个答案。
The heart must change first.
人的心必须首先被改变。
Lasting change comes only through repentance.
恒久的改变呢？唯有通过悔改才能够得到。
Lasting change of the heart comes only when you are married to God.
恒久心里面的改变怎么样达到呢？只有当你和神有这个婚约的这个关系。
When I say married to God, of course, I'm using a figure of speech.
当然我说与神结婚，我是用这个比喻的方式。
Only through repentance,Only through having a right relationship with God can a person turn from thinking about himself to be considerate with others.
唯有通过悔改跟神有一个正确的关系，一个人才能够从这样自我中心的思维能够走出来，能够为别人去着想。
Now I think you begin to see why I told you this story about Auntie Lau at the beginning of this message.
所以希望你现在可以看得到为什么我在开头和大家分享关于刘婶婶的事情。
Auntie Lau is precisely a person who has repented of her past sins and she has married to God, committing to follow him.
刘婶婶就是一位已经悔改也将自己所谓与神结婚，将自己委身给神的这样的一个人。
This is why she was the light of the world.
这也是为什么她是这个病房的光的原因。
老妈妈 Auntie Lau is a work of Yahweh, our God.
刘婶婶是亚伟神的一个作品。
She is very dear to me.
那她对我来说是非常亲爱的。
And I know she is very dear to you also.
那我知道她对你们也是宝贵的。
She in my heart is like a mother.
她在我心里如同母亲一样。
Now, I am not a blood relation to Auntie Lau, yet I feel I am related to her in a way more profound than blood relations.
那我和她没有血缘的关系，但是我觉得我和她关系比血缘关系还深。
With Auntie Lau, I feel a sense of spiritual kinship that transcends boundaries.
和她，我心里面有一种超然的亲切感。
This sense of oneness is not because both she and I are Chinese and we speak the same language.
那这样的合一并不是因着我们都是中国人有同样的语言。
It's not because her hobbies are the same as me.
那这样的亲切感并不是来自于我们都有共同的嗜好。
Not because she have the same level of education or culture as I have.
那这个亲切感也不是来自于我们的教育的程度。
This is a sense of heavenly kinship that transcends ordinary human boundaries.
那这是一种属天的亲切感，是超越一切人的感情的。
Over the last 40 years, I have had the same profound sense of oneness towards many others.
那过去40年里面，那我同样有这样超然的亲切感对于不同的人。
24 years ago, my wife and I came to Liverpool, England for the first time from Hong Kong.
24年前，我和我的太太从香港来到利物浦。
Someone told us about a small group of local British Christian women in the Wirral near Liverpool.
那有人就向我们谈起，在这个对面海有一群的群体，他们是由一群妇女组成的。
They are a community of British Christians in the Wirral.
他们是一个由基督徒妇女组成的一个小团体。
They are called the Sisters of Jesus' Way.
他们叫做耶稣道路上的姊妹。
So I still remember, I'm sure my wife also remembers, the very day when we knock on their door, we feel at once this sense of closeness. We've never met them.
那我相信我的太太也仍然记得，就是第一次我们敲他们的门，然后在马上就感受到一种超然的亲切感，但是我们从来没有见过他们。
In the last 24 years, they have told us in person a few times that we are very dear to them in their hearts.
那过去24年里面有不同的场合，他们都跟我们说啊，我们对他们来说是非常的宝贵。
We have said the same to them more than once.
那我们同样也说这样的话啊，对他们。
A number of months ago, I picked up courage to visit them.
几个月前，我和太太又再次去到他们那里，有一天的休息。
The purpose was to tell them that in our belief of what God is, we have changed our understanding of who Jesus is.
原因就是我们和他们去分享我们信仰里面对神、对耶稣的认识有所不同。
We now believe that God is one, God is not composed of three persons, and Jesus, our Lord, is not God, he's a man.
现在我们就知道神是独一的，只有一位，不是三位。那耶稣他也是人。
When the two founders hear this from me, they are very sad.
那两位这创办团体的这个姐妹，他们听到的时候就有伤心。
They ask me to explain why and how we have changed.
那他们就请问我们啊，为什么我们会改变？那怎么改变的？
I explain in detail how I've come to discover that the doctrine of the Trinity is erroneous.
那我就和他们分享我如何发现这三位一体的教导是错误的。
They listen and they suggest we have a prayer together before we say goodbye.
他们听完之后呢，就说我们离开之前可以一起有个祷告。
I distinctly remember what Sister Sylvia prays in her prayer. In her prayer, she's telling Mary, her co-worker, that I feel the same spirit in Joe and Olive.
我还记得 Sylvia 姐妹她在祷告里面说的，她和她的搭档 Mary 就提到，我和 Joe 和 Olive 是有同一灵的。
In other words, although we differ in our beliefs and understanding of the Bible, we are from and of the same spirit.
换句话说，纵然我们对圣经的理解有所不同啊，但是我们都是来自于同一个灵。
So a few months have passed now.
那几个月过去了。
The amazing thing is, although we now differ on the doctrine of one God or the Trinity, they are still very dear to me in my heart.
很奇妙的就是，纵然我们在信仰上面的理解一神或者是三一是不同的啊，但是他们对我的心里面来说还是非常。亲爱的
I look forward to the day when our differences due to human limitations will be resolved.
那我很期待将来有一天啊，因着人的这个限制而产生的分歧呢，会解决。
I look forward to the day when we will all be one with Jesus our Lord and with our Father, the one God.
那天我很期待能够和神我们的父亲还有耶稣基督我们的主能够合一。
You see, although we are of different nationalities, different backgrounds, even difference in basic beliefs of the Bible, there's still that same profound sense of kinship.
所以大家看得见吗？纵然我们的背景还有文化都不同，甚至对圣经的基本理解也不同，但是能够有这样同样超然的亲切感。
You know our friends from Vancouver, the couple Fred and Joyce.
大家记得我们的朋友就是来自于温哥华的 Fred 还有 Joyce.
A few years ago, when Oliver and I went to Vancouver for a family reunion, we met Joyce, the dental hygienist.
几年前我们拜访 Olive 的家人的时候呢，我们就遇到这个清洁牙齿的技术人员的这个 Joyce。
Fred and Joyce are Christians belonging to a different church than we.
那 Fred 还有 Joyce 他们是基督徒，但是参加的是不同的教会。
So different backgrounds.
所以背景是不同的。
And different understanding of the Bible.
那对圣经的理解也不同。
But the day when I lay there, I being treated by Joyce, listening to her, I felt that sense.A profound kinship with her, and then later with Fred.
所以那天当我躺在那里接受治疗的时候，我就感受到这样超然的亲切感。那后来我对 Fred 也是有同样的感受。
I've never met them before.
但是之前我从来没有见过他们。
A more recent example of such kinship is Stephen Cox.
更接近的一个例子，有这样子超然的亲切感，就是和Stephen Cox 弟兄。
He's British and we're Chinese.
他是英国人，我们是中国人。
But our beliefs in the Bible are closer and almost the same.
但是我们对圣经的理解是非常接近的。
Within a short time after we have come to know Stephen, Grace and Albert, the four of us, felt this sense of kinship with Stephen.
刚刚和他接触一段时间，Grace Albert 和我们四个就和他之间有一份超然的亲切感。
Not just because he's a Christian, as I am.
不单单只是他和我同样都是基督徒。
Because I don't feel the same sense with every single Christian.
因为不是和每一位基督徒都有这样子亲切的超越感。
But because we see that Stephen is a Christian who practices what he believes.
和 Stephen 弟兄有这样子超然的亲切感的原因，就是 我看到他是如何尽心的去行出圣经的话语。
You know, in this church, you are our family. With many of you, I feel this sense of kinship.
那我对教会的许多位都有这样子超然的亲切感。
You are very dear to me, I can tell you that.
那你对我来说也是很亲爱的。
And members...co-workers of our many sister churches in the world. Oh, how dear they are to me.
同样，我对我们全球的姐妹教会的成员还有同工也是这样。那他们对我来说是多么的亲爱。
There is a strong sense of kinship among us.
在我们当中有很强烈的这样子的亲切感。
Many of them I haven't met for many years.
有好多位我很多年没有见过。
And many of them I've never met before.
还有许多位我从来没有见过面。
But how dear they are to me.
但是他们在我心里面是非常亲爱的。
Last year, nine of us had a chance to go to Hong Kong and join Easter camp.
去年我们当中九个人就有机会参加香港的联合营。
And ask yourself whether you feel that sense of oneness among the church.
参加的人可以感受到这样子超然的亲切感。
The amazing thing is, I feel that sense of kinship even with people I've never met but have only read about in the Bible.
奇妙的就是我对那些从来没有见过面而是在圣经里面读到的人物我有同样的亲切感。
The best example, what I'm saying, is Jesus, our Lord.
最好的例子就是主耶稣基督，我们的主。
I've never met Jesus. I only read about him in the Bible.
我从来没有遇过耶稣，只有在圣经里面读过他。
Like today, we are reading his words again, seeking to understand what he says.
今天我们在读他的教导，寻求去明白他教导的意义。
But yet, since I was a little boy, I have been drawn to Jesus.
自从我是一个小男孩的时候，我就被耶稣吸引。
I feel I'm related to Jesus in a profound way.
我觉得我和耶稣之间有一个很深切的一个关系。
This sense of kinship, these relationships with so many people in the world has enriched my life.
那这样子跟世上不同的人这样子亲切的关系呢，就丰富了我的生命。
I feel so blessed.
我是很蒙福的。
Do you feel your life is enriched?
那你觉得你的生命是很丰盛的吗？还是不丰盛的呢？
Do you feel you are happy? You feel blessed?
你觉得你是有喜乐蒙福的吗？
I've mentioned many people. I'd like to point out one thing all these people share in common, without exception.
那刚才提到很多不同的人，那我想指出这些人都有的一样特点。
They all are good, kind, and not arrogant.
他们都是美善的，不是高傲的。
They all trust in God.
都是信靠神的。
But more importantly, they all are committed to do what God says.None of the people I mentioned only say they believe in God, but they don't do what God says.
那更重要的，他们都是委身行神所吩咐的事情。那他们都不是单单说他们相信神，却不行神所吩咐的事的人。
In other words, they all have a right relationship with God.
那换句话说，他们都和神有一个正确的关系。
What I want to tell you this morning is that God is building relationships, creating a new mankind.
神正在建立这样子超然的一份的关系，在创造一个新人类。
In the past 40 years, I've been privileged to see that happening.
那过去40年，我看得见过程在发生。
Can you see that God is building relationships?
那你看得见神正在建立一个关系吗？
Jesus once said, "Unless a person is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
耶稣曾经说过，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Now, the next thing I want to point out this morning is that human relationships that you have are not permanent. They are very weak and often fragile.
另外一点，我今天早上想为大家指出的，就是人与人之间的关系不是恒久的，而是常常是脆弱啊，容易破裂的。
If you put your trust on people, on human relationships, either they will become disappointed with you, or you will become disappointed because of them.
那若是你全心的将精力都放在人与人的关系里面，那有一天你会失望。不是你令他失望，就是对方令你失望。
People can't get along.
因为人与人之间有很多的矛盾。
People can't stay together.
人和人不能长远的在一起。
Hearts change and relationship break up.
心改变，那关系也破裂。
But when Yahweh initiates to build relationships, they are strong and permanent.
但是当亚伟神发起去建立关系的时候，这关系是稳固的，也是恒久的。
Human relationships are fragile because it has next to no foundation.
人和人的关系是脆弱的，因为没有根基。
The relationships that Yahweh is building are strong because there is a strong foundation.
亚伟神所建立的这个关系是很强壮的，因为是有一个稳固的根基。
That's why the relationships he is building is firm and lasting.
因为有这样的根基的缘故，那他所建立的关系也是稳固的，也是恒久的。
Now I'd like to spell out for you how this work of God works and why the relationship he is building is lasting.
那接下来我想和大家分享这个神的工程是如何进行的。那为什么他所建立的关系是持久的？
Firstly, the relationship is founded on Yahweh himself.
那首先这个根基是建立于神他自己身上。
Our God Yahweh is faithful and he's dependable.
我们的神亚伟他是信实的。是可靠的。
Secondly, because it is founded on the bond between Yahweh and Jesus.
第二点，它是建基于神还有耶稣这个关系的上面。
That foundation is strong because the bond between the two is strong.
那这个根基很稳固，因为神和耶稣的关系非常的坚固。
When we join ourselves with God and Jesus, even our relationship with each other will be firm also.
当一个人和神还有耶稣基督联合起来的时候呢，我们彼此的关系也会非常的合一。
We've been studying the words of Jesus, which is the gospel. But the gospel is precisely God's invitation to you to join that relationship.
那我们过去在学习耶稣的教导，就是福音。福音其实就是神对人发出的邀请，邀请我们去参与在这个关系里面。
When you hear the gospel being explained to you week after week, when you understand what you hear and believe in it, when it comes a day when you repent of your sins, when you commit yourself to do what God says, you are joined to God and to Jesus in a profound way.
当你每一周听到福音为你解释出来的时候，当你明白了之后也相信，那有一天你愿意去认罪悔改，当你将自己委身去行神所吩咐的事情的时候，
You are married to God, to speak figuratively.
那你就和神还有耶稣有超越的联合，如同与神结婚了一样。
And by that connection, God is transforming us, making us beautiful from one degree to another.
基于这样子的与神的连结，那神就可以改变更新我们，渐渐地把我们变得越来越美丽。
As more people join in that relationship, God's network of kinship grows.
当越来越多的人加入到这个关系里面的时候，神所建立这样子关系的网络，这样超然的亲切的关系呢，就越来越广了。
When Jesus starts to preach the gospel, he says, Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. This is what the kingdom of God means.
当主耶稣出来传道的时候呢，他说你们要悔改，因为神的国近了，这就是神的国的含义了。
Now you must be wondering, half an hour is gone, why am I saying all these things about spiritual kinship when the text is about adultery and divorce?
或许你会问，经过了半个小时，屏幕上的经文奸淫离婚和我们刚才所分享的究竟有什么关系呢？
On the surfaceThe text today has to do with adultery and divorce.
今天的经文在表面上看是关于奸淫还有离婚的。
But an undercurrent is about the relationships that God is building through Jesus.
但是这段经文背后的思路呢，是关于神借着耶稣正在建立的这个关系网络。
I've spoken a lot about a sense of kinship and beautiful people. But the fact is,Not every Christian is related to God and to Jesus.
刚才我提到超然的亲切感还有美丽的不同的人，但是事实上并不是每一个基督徒都和神还有和耶稣有关系。
Not every Christian is beautiful.
并不是每一个基督徒都是可爱的。
Some are bad.
那有一些是不好的。
The question is, are you included in this network of God's relationships?
那要问的就是你是否在神所建立的关系里面有份呢？
Are you already included within the work that God is doing?
你是否在神执行的这个工程里面有份呢？
In other words, are you inside the kingdom of God or outside?
换句话说，你是否在神的国度里面还是在外面呢？
How would you know?
如何知道？
The answer is quite plain.
答案是很简易的。
You are included in God's work, God, if you have committed yourself to remain faithful to God and to do what God says.
如果你是委身去对神保持忠诚，遵行他所吩咐的事情的时候呢，你就是被包括在这个关系里。
The key depends on whether you are committed in a marriage to God and whether you are committed to do, not just to believe.
关键就是你是否和神有这样子婚约的关系，也是委身给他去行他所吩咐的。
Many who call themselves Christians in the churches within Christianity are not truly related to God or to Jesus.
在基督教的圈子里面， 有些称自己是基督徒的人呢，他们其实并不包括在这个神与神的关系里面。
That's why I don't feel the same sense of kinship with every Christian.
这也是为什么我说我不是和每一位基督徒都有这样子超然的亲切感。
The Lord Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke chapter 8 and verse 21, My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it.
主耶稣在路加福音八章二十一节说，听了神的道而遵行的人才是我的母亲，我的弟兄。
But if you do not live in love, but are hurtful in your attitude towards others, or in your words you say, then you do not have a right relationship with God.
但是如果你不是活在爱里面，那在你的言语或者态度上是伤害人的，那你和神就不是有一个正确的关系。
For this reason, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talks about anger, insulting words, and hurtful attitudes.
这也是为什么主耶稣在登山宝训里面提到了辱骂弟兄啊，或者是伤害人的这样子的态度。
Jesus emphasizes in the first section of the Sermon on the Mount that hurtful attitudes, insulting words, destroy relationships. And anyone who destroys the precious relationship in the kingdom of God, God will destroy him.
主耶稣在登山宝训的前面的一部分，他说，伤害人的态度、辱骂人的说话是会破坏人与人之间的关系的。任何人破坏在神国里宝贵的关系，那神也会毁坏这个人。
We read that in Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 to 22.
这一点我们可以从马太福音的五章二十一到二十二节看到。
And then, besides hurtful words and insulting words, we are asked to beware of the danger of adultery, because adultery destroys marriage.
除了伤害人的说话或者态度之外呢，那今天我的经文又提到另外一个危险，就是要小心不要犯奸淫。奸淫那是会毁坏婚姻的。
But what Jesus is thinking is not about physical marriage or physical adultery.
但是耶稣所思想的并不是指到身体上的奸淫。
I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
我告诉你们，凡是看见妇女就动淫念的，心里已经犯了奸淫。
Think about it.
那大家可以想一想。
Jesus is not speaking literally.
耶稣并不是谈身体上的。
Because physically, adultery is a sexual act. It takes two persons to commit adultery.
那原因就是在身体的层面需要有两个人才构成奸淫。
But if Jesus is speaking figuratively,Then it's possible to commit adultery against God in our heart.
但是若是主耶稣在这里指的是比喻的手法，那在人的心里面是可以犯奸淫的。
The word heart occurs three times in the Sermon of the Mount.
我查考过，心这个字在登山宝训里出现了三次。
The first time in chapter 5 verse 8, Blessed are the pure in heart, they will see God.
那第一次是在五章八节那里说，内心清洁的人有福了，因为他们必看见神。
The next time, of course, is the one we just read. And the third time, in Matthew 6, verses 21 and 24.
第二次就是今天看的经文。第三次是在六章二十一还有二十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verses 21 and 24, Jesus says, For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. No one can serve two masters.For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。一个人不能服侍两个主人，他若不是恨这个，爱那个，就是忠于这个，轻视那个。你们不能服侍神，又服侍金钱。
You see, the message for you today is that God with Jesus is building precious, lasting relationships.But be careful, there are dangers that can destroy it.
那今天早上的信息就是说到神正在借着耶稣基督去建立非常宝贵的关系，但是要小心这个关系是有可能被破坏的，那这个危险我们要去留意。
One danger is hurtful attitudes, insulting words that we say. Second, more serious danger is spiritual adultery.
当中的一个危险就是伤害人的态度说话。第二个更危险的一个就是属灵上的奸淫。
In the Bible, marriage is a picture of God's relationship with his chosen people. And adultery is a picture of apostasy, forsaking Yahweh God.
那在圣经里面，婚姻是描绘了神与他子民的关系，而奸淫则是描绘子民背弃神的一个图画。
We see this picture frequently in the prophets of the Hebrew scripture.
那这样的图画我们在先知的话语里面常常看见。
Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 30 and 32. To save time, I'll read in English.
那我用英文为大家读以西结书16章30还有32节。
Yahweh is speaking to his chosen people Israel. How degenerate is your heart, says the Lord Yahweh.Seeing you do all these things, the deeds of a brazen harlot. You are an adulterous wife who takes strangers instead of your husband. I'll quote another example in Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 8.
另外一个例子是在耶利米书三章八节。
And I ask Brother Albert to read in Chinese.
我们可以用中文读。耶利米书三章八节，被盗的以色列犯了淫乱，我就给他修书，把他修了。我看见他诡诈的妹妹犹大还是不惧怕，照样行淫。
So here we see an expression exactly the same as our text in Matthew 5 this morning.
那这里我们看到和我们今天的经文相似的一个表达。
Because Israel has chosen to forsake Yahweh God, God has cut them off, just like divorcing a wife.
那因为以色列选择去背弃神，那神就与他们隔开，就好像休了一个期一样。
And I'll read on to Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 12 to 14.
接下来读耶利米书三章十二到十四节。
Here we see Yahweh charges Israel for worshipping alien deities. And lastly, in verse 14, he says, Return, O backsliding children, says Yahweh, for I am married to you.
这里我们看到亚伟神指出以色列的罪孽，就是去拜外族的神。那他对他们说：“回来吧，因为我才是你们的丈夫。”
For the same reason in the New Testament, when a Christian turns her heart to love the world, to love riches, he is spiritual adultery.
那同样的原因在新约里面，当一个基督徒在洗礼以后，那他是转离神去追随世界还有金钱的时候呢，那他就等同于与神离婚一样。
For this reason, we see these strong words in James chapter 4 and verse 4.
也正因为如此，在雅各书四章四节有这样强烈的表达。
The writer is addressing Christians in the church. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
那这番话是对教会的基督徒所写的。淫乱的人，那难道你们不明白，贪恋俗世就是仇视神吗？所以凡想要同俗世为友的，便是与神为敌。
There is one more danger that we should beware.
那除了伤害人的说话态度，属灵上的奸淫这两个危险之外，还有另外一点我们需要留意。
The next danger that can destroy that relationship is false prophets, false teachers, false pastors.
下一个危险呢，就是假教师、假的牧者。
We see here the warning in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 15.
那我们在马太福音的七章十三到十五节有这样的警告。
So, anyone in the Christian church who tells you it's okay to love the world, it's okay to love money, God your Father loves you, you are safe forever in heaven. And anyone who tells you this, be very careful.
那我们在基督教会里面要小心这样子的教导，就是说到那神是非常爱你的，那你可以爱金钱、爱世界，也同样同时间去爱神。
Be very careful if you hear any Christian teacher who says to you, once you are saved, however you live, you are saved forever.
就是当你听到基督徒的教师这样子去说，那神是非常爱你的，当你相信他的时候，你就永远的得救了，不论你做什么事情，那都是永永远远就得救了。
these doctrines dangerous because it destroys the foundation of God's relationship with his people.
那这些的教导是非常危险的，因为它破坏了神与人这个关系的基础。
These teachings lead your heart away from your God, your husband.
这些教导是引导人的心去离弃神，离弃丈夫的。
And such people, Jesus says, God will destroy.
这些的假的教师呢，耶稣说神会毁坏。
We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17.
在哥林多前书三章十七节
If anyone reduces God's temple to ruins, God will ruin that person. For God's temple is holy, and you are his temple.
神若是拆毁神的殿，神必毁了他，因为神的殿是圣洁的，那圣殿就是你们。
We read also from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 to 13.
同样我们在提摩太后书二章十一到十三节看到
It says in verse 11 to 13, This is a faithful saying. If we die with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, because he cannot deny himself.
我们若是与基督同死，也必与他同活。若能坚忍，必与他一同作王。我们若否认他，他也必否认我们。纵然我们不忠信，他也仍然信实，因为他不能否定自己。这话是可信的。
So a third danger that threatens to destroy the work of God is false teachers.
所以第三个去破坏神的工程的危险就是假的教师。
But then we come back to our text today, and we now come to verse 32.
但是我们回到今天的经文。我们来看三十二节。
Anyone divorces his wife for any reason except adultery, causes her to commit adultery.
可是我告诉你，凡休妻的，如果不是因她不贞，就是促使她犯奸淫。
On the surface, Jesus appears to be talking about divorce, but he's not.
在表面上，耶稣好像在谈离婚的事情，但是并不是的。
At closer look,Actually, Jesus is expressing a word of assurance from God to the disciples.
但是我们详细去看的时候，耶稣是在给他的门徒们保障。
God will never terminate his relationship with us.
耶稣是在说神不会终止他和我们的关系。
When God initiates to create this relationship with you, that relationship is meant to be permanent, eternal.
当神发起和我们建立这个关系的时候，他的用意是要这个关系能够恒久。
When you unite yourself with God and with Jesus, that relationship is eternal. It will last forever, as long as we remain faithful to that commitment.
那当你和神和耶稣基督联合在一起的时候，这个关系是永恒的，只要我们是全然忠诚的。
God is faithful, and Jesus is also faithful.For those who are already included in that relationship, you are secure, you are safe eternally, as long as you remain faithful.
神是信实的，耶稣也是信实的。那在这个关系里面的每一个人，这个和神的关系是永恒的。那只要你是持守这个忠诚。
But then of course there is a warning. We must stay away from spiritual adultery.
当然有一个警告，就是我们一定要远离属灵上的奸淫。
To see how Jesus repeatedly assures our hearts, we read John chapter 10, verses 27 to 30.
耶稣一次又一次的去安慰保障他的门徒。我们来看约翰福音的十章二十七到三十节。
27, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life.They will never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and nobody is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.
约翰福音十章二十七到三十节，我的羊听我的声音，我认识他们，他们跟从我，我赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能把他们从我手里抢走。把羊群赐给我的父比一切都大，无人能把他们从我的父的手里抢走。我与父原是一。
our relationship with God and with the Lord Jesus is eternal. It will last forever.
我们与神还有与耶稣基督的关系是永恒持久的。
The Father and the Lord Jesus will protect you, will protect us forever.
那他们也会永远的去保护我们。
No external factors, no external forces can take you away from God, except yourself.
没有外在的力量可以从神那里使我们抢走，除了你自己以外。
Let's read also John chapter 6 and verses 37 to 39.
那我们结束之前呢，来看约翰福音的六章三十七还有三十九节。
All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. This is the will of my Father who sent me, that of all he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up on the last day.
凡是父赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的我绝不丢弃他。那差我来者的旨意就是他所赐给我的人，我连一个也不失落，并且在末日我要使他们复活。
In our world today, many things break up, not just marriages.
在我们现今的世界上，不单单是婚姻会破裂，好多东西都会破坏。
This is evidence. Mankind needs God's salvation.
这些的现象就是帮助我们看得见人类是需要神的救恩的。
No amount of education, no amount of technology and money can change the reality of mankind's failure.
不是在乎你教育水平有多高，不在乎这个科技有多发达或者是多有钱，能够去改变人类的这个失败。
Our heart needs to be changed.
人的心需要被改变。
A lasting solution to mankind's problem is repentance.
人类问题的一个永恒持久的解答就是悔改。
And the solution begins when you commit yourself to be married to God in trust, in love, and faithfulness.
起点呢，就是当你将自己去委身给神，如同结婚一样，是在爱、信任。还有忠诚里面去将自己委身给神。
Commit yourself not only to attend church gatherings, but to do whatever God says.
不单单是委身去参加教会的敬拜，而是将自己委身去行神所吩咐的。
This not only will solve all problems in society, it will cause God's kingdom of God to grow.
那这不单单能够解决人类社会的不同的问题，那更加美丽的就是它。会使神的国度去增长。
And that's the underlying message of our text in Matthew 5 today.
那这就是今天我们的经文背后的思路所带出的信息。
Let us spend a brief moment of quiet before God and the Lord Jesus before we close in prayer.
那我们在神还有在耶稣基督面前有安静，然后我们结束。